Michael Iannetti took over 6 years ago as director of choir and musical theater at Cherokee Central Schools. From the beginning, he faced a challenge he never encountered in his previous 25 years of teaching.
I remember the first day that I got here and I met the old choir director. He was kind of just showing me around the room and everything. And I remember going into the cabinets and seeing these little plastic elbow pipes, you know. And he said, well, we use it so that the kids can hear themselves sing. You know, they hold one end out their mouth and then they can hear it. And I was like, wow, okay.
And here are some of those same students today in rehearsal as the Cherokee Chamber Singers. Over the past few years, these middle schoolers and high schoolers have performed at the Smithsonian, Carnegie Hall, and Disney World, along with North Carolina's Capitol and other cities throughout the state.
Some people took it because they thought it was going to be like easy because it's just singing, but then there were some people that actually liked it.
Kimberly Hendricks is a 17-year-old senior at Cherokee High School, and she has sung in Iannetti's classes and choirs since he arrived.
I had never traveled a lot. I never got out of my house, and just doing those things, it gave me confidence and it made me excited to just be able to go out and not be scared.
It might seem absurd to outsiders, the very notion of a choral program turning housebound introverts into proud, confident vocalists, but it appears Hendrix's story isn't unique here, and in a region where football and basketball games routinely draw larger crowds, Iannetti said the Cherokee Chamber Singers have become ambassadors for the tribe.
We're a 96% Native American school, basically. We're here on the reservation, and as a cultural generality, they're reserved. I've been teaching for 33 years, and I've never seen quite the level of fear.
That fear, he said, began to dissipate with the very first concert.
There was just sort of this explosion in the theater. And I just had a lot of people who are Cherokee who came up to me and said, I never thought we'd see, you know, our kids being outwardly expressive like that on stage in such a big way.
So boys, I need you up like this, right? Whether you're feeling energetic or not, I need you a little bit more. Right, so, Shiyote Doha, Shiyote Doha.
This class of singers is rehearsing for a short tour that will bring the choir to Black Mountain College and Arts Center in Asheville, the state capitol in Raleigh, and the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. The cornerstone of the program they're performing is a William Britelli composition commissioned just for this choir and the North Carolina Symphony in Raleigh. Students had a strong hand in shaping the text. Hendricks and fellow senior Acecia Lambert were two of the three students on a committee with a heavy task, ensuring the piece was authentic to their experiences as Native youth. This is Lambert.
It was a lot of trying to figure out individually what we thought of our culture. And I know a lot of us had strayed from our culture, so we weren't really sure what we needed to know.
Again, Kimberly Hendricks.
I grew up with a white family, and I grew up in a white school, and I wasn't really still fully in touch with it. So I'm slowly, like, getting there.
In the end, they outsourced their input to the entire student body. Hundreds of students throughout Cherokee Central Schools responded to questions about what they believe it means to be Cherokee, the perceived stereotypes of their culture, and what they want outsiders to know about their life and culture. About 70% of the finished piece is sung in Cherokee, but perhaps the most compelling segment is a sort of call and response between Cherokee and English over the song's title, Shiyote Doha, or We're Still Here.
There are people out there that want to keep this culture alive. And I think that really drove all of us to say, hey, this is our culture. We need to start embracing it. And this experience has brought us all closer to our culture in a way that we never thought would happen.
The Cherokee Chamber Singers are performing Shiyote Doha and other works November 21st at Black Mountain College and Arts Center in downtown Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.